Exercise 16, page 191. Text 1.
What a fantastic match. I must say, I hadn't expected it to be so close.
Well, City have been working on their defence recently and that showed. My old side, Rovers, just couldn't get a look in early on.
I bet they wished they'd had you in the side, especially with that chance in the second half.
Yes, headers like that were my specialty in my playing days. Still, the Rovers striker got a good enough touch on it, but keeper Jimmy Daniels had a great game today and kept that one out as well.
I thought a draw was a fair result. How do you think things will go in the replay? And let me just mention to viewers that we'll be screening that as well.
As I said, Rovers are my old team, so I live in hope that they'll manage to squeeze out a win. But they'll be playing at City's home ground, and as long as Phillips is back from injury, I can't see the Premier League side letting another opportunity go.
You never know in football, though.
Text 2.
We just need to work on your start, Justine, and I think you're in for a good chance of bagging a medal in the meet on Saturday.
I hope so. I've worked so hard. The times are improving too, right?
Undoubtedly. It's all here on paper. In training, you've broken your own personal record 4 times running.
I heard a rumour that Sheila Hargreaves won't be competing because of that calf injury she picked up in March.
Let's race against the clock and not the person. That's my philosophy. Besides, you can't rely on what news you read on social media. Everyone thinks they're an expert online and writes with great confidence about things they know nothing about.
That's true. And her trainer might even be spreading the rumour to give us a false sense of security.
I wouldn't put it past her. I can't be sure. But I've got the suspicion that she's done it in the past. Now, let's practice some starts.
Text 3.
When Tom Brady suffered a career-threatening knee injury in the 2008 season, many said he'd never play again. Why? Because many athletes never recover from an injury like that. Yet the next season, he was back, stronger than ever, and at the end of the season, he was named the NFL Comeback Player of the Year. What makes Brady different from the others I mentioned? He's not Superman, before you ask. He's human, like you or me. But I think what he said illustrates something about what gave him the recovery he had. At the end of it all, the operation, the physio, the pain, what did he have to say? It's been a good process of learning, and I feel like I'm there now. Sure, he had the best medical care, the best surgeon, the best physio, but he also had the best attitude. He approached it as an athlete approaches training, or an A student approaches revising for an exam. Healing is a learning process, just like those other two. You have to learn to live, work, and compete with your new body, because one thing's for sure, your body will never be the same again. As a sports psychologist, it's my job to get athletes into that mindset. Bad things happen to people, and not just in sport, in life too. There will be pain, there will be heartache, but the question is, how will you deal with it? And will you come out the other end a better, stronger person? Obviously, a pessimistic person just isn't going to recover fully. But do you know the strange thing? I get very upset with optimistic people too. The ones that say, it's going to be fine. Well, actually, it might not be, and it won't be if you carry on waiting for your luck or fortune or karma or whatever to lift you out of the hole. It's the athlete who says, I know it's going to be hard, but let's get going, who really motivates me to go to work every morning. So, to all you athletes in the audience, and to all you non-athletes too, since this applies just the same to life as it does to American football or hockey or track and field or whatever, how do you approach a challenge? Think about that before you look at how to overcome setbacks or an injury. If the way you go up to obstacles is wrong, you will never make the jumps, to paraphrase an old horse trainer I used to know. Thank you.